Well, good afternoon as we broadcast live from DJ's in Monticello with It's All About the Green here with Don Savitsky. And as we were talking about, Don, busy day today, kind of run here, run there, run everywhere, huh?
Well, I might even have to take a phone call during this show. Oh, no, I think I'm free of that.
Well, you got your coffee. So this is break time for you, right?
Yeah, my first break in a month, it seems like.
It's been nuts out there, hasn't it?
Well, I know this much. Going on. I don't know if I've ever seen it quite this crazy. Furnaces that are 30, 40 years old, all of a sudden they want to change them because they're shot. Why would you wait for a 30-year-old furnace or a 40-year-old furnace to change it?
Well, I think we've been talking about that all fall. You know, that was the time to do it, not when the snow starts hitting. But I suppose if you got to do it, you got to do it.
The phone doesn't quit ringing. So I'm not telling anybody call me, and believe it or not. I'm just saying make sure your stuff works. If not, come to DJ's and get an electric heater that if you have an emergency, you can get through the night without crying. People get all shook. Today, what some of these heaters cost and how good they are to get through an emergency, if you don't have two of them in your house, especially if you have young kids and babies, and if you're old, you're crazy.
Yeah, and what cheap insurance. I mean, these units, these are the Home Comfort 1500s that you have out here. The nice thing is, we talked about this last week, when you got the power outage, you know, when the power comes back, that thing's going to come back on by itself.
Right. It's got a memory built in. I'm just want to stress, I don't care if you buy it from DJ's or wherever, go out and buy yourself two good portable electric heaters and put them on the shelf, leave them in the box. When you're done using them in emergency, put them back in the box so they don't get all beat up. So next time, when the emergency comes about, it's like new yet, and you get to use it again.
Yeah, and unfortunately, a lot of times they think about that once the emergency started, and it's too late. Well, so this is the time to do it.
It's always too late. You buy a good one, and it'll be there for 20 years, put it back in the box, and be ready, because if we get a snow year, anything like I think we can, you won't even be able to move. And then if you've got nobody can even come to your house, think about it.
Yeah, you got to have that. And again, these units are really at a great price.
Well, it's the quality of the unit, and we repair them in-house if they ever go bad. But the idea is, I'm talking emergency, and after seeing today and everybody calling, and no heat, no this, no that, not enough service techs to take care of it all at one time. If we had that many service guys sitting in the back room, I'd be broke because I couldn't keep them busy the rest of the year. So it doesn't work. Think about getting a couple of emergency heaters, not one, two, to cover your family and yourself. So in emergency, you don't even budge your brain and worry about it. You just go take them out of the box, go plug them in, set them up, and start heating. It's just that simple.
Yep, and it's nice to have. Again, you've got some right here on the showroom that people can come in and pick up. And again, those are the Home Comfort 1500s. And again, take a look at those. Heats up to 2,000 BTU, is that right?
Yep, well, depending where you live. So let's go to the next emergency heater, a gas furnace. Not a gas furnace, my mistake. A gas fireplace. No electricity required. And it can maybe heat your house, especially a good one. So ideally, another great emergency heater. If you have one of these, chances are you don't need to have an electric. Learn how to use a gas fireplace to heat your house. And when you're buying one, maybe I should upgrade and buy one that gets really hot with an adjustable flame. So I got lots of BTUs in case the power goes out. So everybody, I'm just going to tell you, you're living in Minnesota. It can get to 30 below. We can probably going to get 2 feet of snow on one snowfall, and you're not prepared. Shame on us. Shame on us. And I just see it every time I go out, how unprepared people are. And this is an announcement to get prepared, because if you believe in global warming and global rain, you might as well believe in global snow.
And cold weather.
And cold weather.
Yeah.
I mean, if I don't know if it's global or not, but I know you're in Minnesota. One year is different than next year. And this has been a hot, hot summer. Wet, wet, wet. if any of those things kind of continue, we're going to be cold, 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 snow, snow, snow. Get yourself prepared.
Yeah, take a look at next week. I mean, they're talking. I think the high, high of 30, it's going to be probably colder than that.
Yeah. Wife, talk to your husband. Tell him we need a couple emergency heaters. So all of a sudden, I just don't have to grab anybody who comes to the door to fix something. I stay in my plan. I have a plan. I should have a plan going into this weather. And you're in Minnesota, have that plan and keep it for a lifetime.
And again, you're talking about a gas furnace, a great addition to a home, a great way to add value, plus
a gas fireplace.
Gas fireplace, I'm sorry.
Yep. And it's emergency backup. Besides, I get to enjoy it most of the winter. So, and it's a zone heater for the room you're in.
And the nice thing is, Don, when they come into DJs, you've got them on display here. You got them burning so they can see exactly what it is. I know we had a gal here last week while we were doing the show. And the nice thing with her, she was looking for that insert because she wanted to change out the old fireplace she had. And then she could take that insert and put it in there to be energy efficient. And I know she was taking a look at different ways that these burn.
I want to take you back to the electric heater. Now, you're just not going to keep it for emergency, right? Let's say you're going on vacation. You're going to Hawaii for a week, maybe 2 weeks, right? Well, you take that out of the box, you put it down in the basement, you plug it in, you set it at 45 degrees. Well, we want to make sure if something happens, something comes on at 45 degrees, so when I come home, I don't have a swimming pool. And I don't have to have everybody in the world checking on everything.
And that's the nice thing, it's thermostat control like that. So, I mean, you can set it at that 45.
Every year, because people didn't have a plan and they decided to go Florida for the winter or whatever it is, that they didn't spend $400 to have a couple heaters in their house plugged in, make sure they're on different circuits, and plug them in, set them at a low temperature so if something happens, you're taken care of. It just saves you. I mean, a heater like that could have saved $10,000 in expenses. And maybe you got insurance, but you're going to have what they call a deductible, right? And you know how much fun it is to go through this mess? It's no fun. You got to hire all the people. You got to do this, do that, right? You got to make sure it's done. Is it ever the same? I don't know. I'm just telling you, have a plan. I know it's driving you nuts today when I see the weather like this and nobody can hardly drive around. It's ugly.
Yeah, it was so nice yesterday, Don.
This morning.
Yeah, you take a look and what? I think we're in a different part of the state or something.
You
this
wouldn't
afternoon.
Think none of this could stick. The ground should be warm enough that as soon as it hits, it melts. It ain't happening.
You're going to have to get out and plow the parking lot here, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be a mess.
And this is that wet snow, too. I mean, it's not an easy snow to shovel. There were insane precautions on that. I mean, this is like, they say the heart attack snow type stuff because, people get out there and they forget how heavy this stuff is and how out of condition they are since they haven't done this kind of a workout. So if you're going to go out and clean up the snow, you got to be careful today.
And now, I put electric gates in here at Monticello. Now those don't want to open. So,
are they the sensors? Is that what you think?
I thought maybe. I don't know what it is. It's always something.
It's always something. That's for sure. Again, talking with Don Savitsky at DJ's up in Monticello. It's all about the green. Again, we're up here every Tuesday afternoon from 3:30 to 4. And we like to talk about all the different product lines that you have, Don.
You know where the key is?
And one thing we talked a little bit about fireplaces. We talked about gas fireplaces. But, a better option, too, is if you're on a big parcel of land and you got woods and trees, boy, this is the time to get that wood-burning fireplace.
Well, let's talk about this now. You got me on fire. Talk about an unbelievable backup heat. Wood. If you got a great wood stove, you don't need a blower. You just need a chimney. It runs with no mechanics, basically. Put your wood in, start a fire, heat your house. You talk about an unbelievable emergency heater. It doesn't get any better than that. And if it's coming out of your woods, you're actually saving money.
Saving a lot of money.
So I'm personally, if I was to build again, there would be a spot for a quality wood stove in a corner or somewhere, or maybe right in the middle. I'd make it really pretty, make it look good, or a wood fireplace that will heat my house, that in an emergency situation, depending on how crazy our government gets, how ugly the weather gets, or whatever happens, my house is going to have heat.
Yeah, because without heat, you get all kinds of problems.
Well, let's go back to Y2K. Okay?
I remember the
Y2K. Remember Y2K? Everybody thought the power was going to shut off. Everything had. I had one guy buy two wood stoves for cooking, kitchen stoves, and plus heaters for everything. I think the future looks like you could have a bigger issue than ever Y2K was ever going to be.
So this is the time to prepare.
Well, I'm just, you know, one day you're going to say, that guy in the radio was right. I should have did it. But there are different ways of solving this problem. But if I have tons of dead wood on my property, it does make sense to maybe have a, even if you never use it, but a backup wood stove with a backup wood supply. And I'm taken care of for a month if I have to. If I have to, I can go out and cut some trees down and get some more heat.
And that's a good value right now. A lot of you've got some nice wood stoves and fireplaces here.
Well, yes, I do. And so anyhow, the theme today is definitely be ready for emergencies.
And, you know, we've always talked about this, and we should talk about this now, this wood stove, this Blaze King that you have. Great, great burn time on that.
Yep, they make a king and a princess. The princess is 30 hours, up to 30 hours, and the king's up to 40. Could you imagine not having to load your wood stove every 2-3 hours or 8 hours or six or whatever it is?
And that way, if you're away a little bit, you don't have to worry. You got plenty of wood burning in the wood stove.
But the technology's there. So, So people are buying backup generators even. And then they buy an LP tank. Because now the generator can run without electricity. Because it's got a battery to start it, and then it creates its own. And the tank's on the property. So now no matter what happens, I got electricity, and I'm set to go. And the only thing I put on that tank is maybe the generator. So in an emergency situation, I'm covered, whether it be a month. I'd want to at least have a tank big enough to cover that thing for a month, because I think that would be worst scenario.
And the cost of propane, like we were talking about last week, because that gal was looking at a propane tank to put for the fireplace, pretty good value right now for propane.
Really good value. Propane's cheap right now. In fact, the first time I think it's beating off-peak electric in a long time.
Yeah, because that was always the issue. They always talk about the high cost of propane, but right now, well, as you notice at the gas station, the price went down again. So
I'm going to bring a statement up I shouldn't even bring up, okay, because I'm trying to make this thing a little bit more understandable life, right? When, let's say there was a revolution, right? Let's just say there was some kind of craziness, right?
Okay.
And people can't get food, right? The first week or two, they're not eating a lot, right? So they're wild, are you with me? The third week, they're docile. They're all good. The energy's leaving, and they're right back down to like they are in Africa. You see how they walk over there, right? That's exactly what would happen here. So to think that people don't get tamed without when they don't feed them, are they get tamed because they get weak and docile, are you with me? But at first, it's craziness, right? Eventually, who knows? The conspiracy theory. You know, there's 1,000 of them out there if you look on the internet. And I'm not a conspiracy theory guy. But I smell a rat somewhere.
Just in case, right,
just
Don?
This
is the just in case day.
Yeah, well, just in case. You got to be thinking just in case. I mean, when you see a business is getting burned, are you with me? Glass being broken, nobody's doing anything about it. It's pretty interesting how crazy that is in today's modern world, right?
Well, they say that when the third precinct was burned down, a big part of that, too, was also the 911 services that get kind of destroyed in that as well.
And I think there were more guns sold last month than ever before. I heard something like that. Gun sales were on the moon. So tell me the people ain't getting a little on the wild side.
Well, I'll tell you what. Next Tuesday, Don, we'll be back here to do It's All About the Green. And we're not going to be too far away from that election time. We got, what, next week? And then the week after that, we'll be here on that election Tuesday.
Yeah, and I think Thursday night's the big debate, right?
It is. We encourage people to listen.
So that I do. I encourage people to listen. Try to make common sense out of it. Most people vote their pocketbook. And you know what? I ain't going to say you don't do that. But maybe at a time, maybe you got to vote the country, too. The pocketbook and what's best for the country. Are you with me? And if you can determine that, I think country comes before your pocketbook, because if the country goes to heck, I guarantee your pocketbook's going to heck. So do your homework.
Yeah, so things, you got to really take time to think this out. Again, Thursday night, the presidential election or the debate is coming up, so that hopefully we'll have a chance again to hear from the candidates on that.
So what do we got? We got a little over, a little less than 15 minutes left.
Well,
so
we haven't even talked about the camp chef. What's going on?
You should have the debate. We should be cooking something really good on the camp chef right before that starts. So you can sit back, kind of close your eyes a little bit because your belly's full, and let this stuff soak in. And if you fall asleep, so be it, because maybe it ain't going to make much difference.
The other thing we should mention, too, this week, and there's always something new at the showroom, and that's why people need to come in every week and see what's new up here at the new DJ store in Monticello. I say new because you're doing this big expansion up here. But lots of barbecue grills out here, along with the camp chef. So, I mean, if people are looking for something else, you got a good selection up here, Don.
Yep, and don't forget, we got the green egg charcoal. We got some other charwood charcoal. So if you're cooking on those slow cookers, it would be a great place to get a supply. You need a supply of charcoal, too, if you're cooking on your green egg. So if you have to hunker down for a couple of months, eating inside because the virus is kind of putting us back in our home place, right? Make sure you got all the supplies to do all that great cooking.
And again, you can see it up here at DJ's. Again, like Don said, they got the green egg over here if you're looking for a green egg. If you are looking for a little lower price when you got here by Charbroil.
Yep, it's a green egg charbroil, and right now I'd sell that for $249, brand new. Can't beat that deal.
No, I tell you what, when the power goes out, you could cook all you want on that.
Oh, yeah, use it as a hand warmer. Put her outside and start skating and have it on the side for a hand warmer.
So again, come up to DJ's. I'm sure a lot of people have closed their pools, Don, but hot tubs are still going, so people should talk about that. If you need water, if your water's having a problem, you can always bring it in. 12 months a year here at DJ's.
Yeah, I had a gal in who's closing her pool this week. I think she said on Thursday. So I bet she wishes she'd have done that just a bit sooner. But she closes late because she don't want an 80-degree day to upset her water. So she ain't going to get that from here on in.
So if people are closing down pools, you can help them with the chemicals for that. If they've got a hot tub, you've got chemicals to that to keep them going all winter long. And again, that's a great time to use your hot tub.
Yeah, but I'm going to bring this up. We have a truckload of hot tubs coming in, and they're for sale. But they're not coming in till spring, because every other hot tub that you want to buy is out to past 2021. Or almost 2022, because the factories are that backed up. So if you want to pick out of the ones that are coming, I haven't pushed it yet. Today's the first time you can start picking.
And again, we're not just talking a regular hot tub. These are Nordic hot tubs.
Yeah, they are Nordic hot tubs. And it's just hard to get.
Lifetime warranty to the original owner on the shell of that hot tub. Unbelievable and unheard of anywhere in the business.
Unheard of. And then you fish house heaters. I'm jumping, really, now. You have an emergency in your fish house, right? That's why you buy an Empire fish house heater, because that doesn't need power either.
Well, you know, it's kind of handy. A lot of these guys, gals, they go out in that fish house and they don't just go out for the day. They go out there for a couple of days because some of these fish houses are pretty fancy units.
Oh, yeah.
And
some people got ones you can live in. So there's a, and they got gas lanterns and ideally self-supporting little trailers that drop onto the ice. And you know what? A food supply comes right out of that water. So maybe it's not a bad idea to park your butt and fish for the next 4 months.
There you go. And you could even take your cam chef out on there, can't you?
Well, I imagine you could.
Yeah.
Roll it out that door. And we got that portable cam chef. That camping one would be perfect.
Yeah. So if people could do that. Again, come on in to DJ's. Again, located right here on, and I say Highway 25, and you say Pine Street, right?
Pine Street.
Yeah. The same thing, Highway 25 or Pine Street, right here in the middle. And again, we're kind of in the middle of the area between the I-94 bridge and the River Bridge. And DJ's is on the east side of the highway, so come on in to DJ's. And Don is back tomorrow. Claire's is back tomorrow, right?
Yep, I believe he is, unless he's hunting.
He might be hunting, huh?
Yeah, all the hunters are going to go out November 1st.
Yep. Well,
you know, when I was younger, that would have been fun. Doesn't look like fun anymore.
Well, you got grandkids, though, Don, right?
None that want to hunt. They all want to play baseball or something else. It'd been fun. I would do it if my grandkids wanted to go, but they'd say I was nuts.
Again, talking to Don Savitsky, it's all about the green. Again, we're here every Tuesday afternoon, 3:30 to 4, and taking a look at the clock down. We still have about 8 minutes, a lot of things to talk about. We have not mentioned your big store, and we should do that, for people who like to shop online.
Yeah, well, they claim that future's going to be online, which I don't doubt. My guy who's online is online all the time. So you go to djscompanies.com and do your shopping. It's simple and easy, and you see a lot of what we have. The pricing's all there that I can have there. Some companies won't let you. So I try to behave.
Now, and you've been doing this for quite a while. I mean, you pioneered in the early days, really before it really got taken, you know, before it really took off.
Yeah, I did. In fact, I was doing some stuff I was doing in New York, ads in New York, and I was selling there. And the company came to me, and I had my picture on there, and they wanted to know who that Paul Bunyan guy was in Minnesota that's selling all that stuff in New York. Well, then the factory paid me for my time, and I quit doing New York. Now I could do you New York. Oh, the whole world's doing it, right? Back then, they were all complaining because I was it, right?
Yeah.
So you can see how early I was doing it.
Yeah, and that's back when dial-up was big, Don.
Yeah, it was dial-up.
You had to wait a little bit for the connection, you know?
Well, I almost quit because it wasn't happening. And all of a sudden, 1 year, right before it started, sales started to boost. And then the next year, it boosts more, and then it boosts more, and then I added, trying to think of the credit card, not credit card, but the one by
the eBay. PayPal. And
PayPal.
Yeah.
Added PayPal, double sales just adding PayPal. And then the internet thing races was off, and I should have realized at that stage, but you know, I guess I didn't think as hard back then as I do today, that the internet is going to smoke it. And then Amazon came along, and then they were getting everything sales tax free, or could sell it that way, because I'd lose a lot of jobs just because I could compete with price, but I got to pay the governor, right? And they'd buy it from Amazon. So I believe Amazon's there today unfairly. Give me 10 years of not having to pay sales tax around the country, and let's see what I could do.
What happens on your site? I mean, is there a tax on your site?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't it the same as Amazon or what?
No, they're all paying tax.
So Amazon has a special deal.
No, they're paying tax now too.
Okay.
They weren't back then though. And I mentioned who they had to pay off to get those kinds of privileges, right? Well, sure, 6% cheaper than anybody else. I could start a pretty good business, especially if I can advertise around the whole country, and nobody's going to beat me unless they want to lose money.
You know what's amazing now is all the Amazon Prime trucks you see driving around.
Yeah, they are. They're everywhere. So we created a monster. The government created a monster. Amazon didn't do it. Quit blaming thinking Amazon did it.
They just had the opportunity, right?
Paying off the right people gets you the opportunity. Yeah.
And I would guess FedEx and those guys losing a little business when Amazon decided to do their own trucking.
Well, let's put it like this. They're back on the move because everything's being bought on the internet. The Targets are shipping. They're not all trying to do the Amazon thing. So eventually, when you get so big, you finally shoot yourself in the foot, especially when you're growing so fast. So everybody who owns it, enjoy it while you can.
Yeah. And a little history, too. You know, you were back in the brick-and-mortar days. I mean, at one time, you had, what, up to five brick-and-mortar stores, Don? So
it's a good thing I got rid of that because it's changed. Now I'm going down to one.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of what everybody is, and they're funneling some money toward the internet sales.
No, you just got to be as efficient as possible, and the internet's changed it. Because so much goes through the internet, it's hard to say that you're going to have enough support through the front door to keep a store open.
So again, if you are an online shopper, make sure to check it out, djscompanies.com. And we should also mention, Don, that Black Friday's coming up. And you normally have some Black Friday things that we're not going to let the cat out of the bag today, but we should just kind of keep people in mind that something's going to be happening here.
Yeah, I haven't even thought about it yet, Joe.
But it's going to come before we know it, Don. You know, we got Halloween just around the corner and Black Friday and the holidays will be in full swing.
You know, usually I've saved people enough money on a product, and I mean really save people enough money on a product they can go buy a TV with the savings. But I'm the last one on their list. I should be the first one on their list.
Well, we got to think about that. People got to think about that, Don. You know, if they get that, if they go for that big TV deal, they could get that, and they could get something that they really need, like a new furnace or a fireplace.
You know, what was I going to say here? I think the internet sales are going on now for Christmas. They're all starting early.
Yeah, everybody's starting early.
They're all trying to beat everybody to the punch, right? I don't sure I understand that, but the internet must have dropped their cost so much versus the store that they don't have to take it out of the box. They don't have to display it. They ship it right from their warehouse. There's savings there.
Well, you know, and they're all getting ahead of the ball game. You know, it seemed like it was, you know, maybe a little bit before Thanksgiving, people would start Christmas stuff. But I think October, I think Halloween is the time. And I just noticed on one of the big boxes, they're having their Orange Friday. So whatever that is, just another excuse to have a sale, I suppose. But
you know, I got to give Target credit and Walmart credit. They didn't have to get to be a monster. They didn't have to cheat on the sales tax thing. They did it the hard way.
Just like you did.
Just like I did. And so, I mean, everybody will never remember all this, okay? It will melt away into the sunset. But give some more of those monster businesses more deals so the rest of us can't even be in business. That's all I can tell you.
Well, it's all about small businesses and the importance of small businesses. And again, you want to always support your local guys too, Don. I mean, you're a big guy with trying to support local businesses.
Yes. So we got maybe 1 minute left. Well, I don't want to waste a minute. So
what do you want to talk about your final minute, Don?
I think we got to go back to the things that are the most fun, and that's gas fireplaces and wood fireplaces. Remember, they both can heat your house when the emergency happens, the wood or the gas. And when the emergency's happening, you'll look at that thing, and you'll have fun doing it, enjoying watching the fire, making the fire, and knowing that the family's going to be warm.
So come on into DJ's, and you can see these fireplaces as they burn. Right here in their big showroom in Monticello, again, right off Highway 25 or Pine Street in Monticello. We'll be back here next Tuesday again for more of It's All About the Green.